Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 40. Come, ye disconsolate, where'er ye languish. Here health and peace are found, life, truth, and love. Here bring your wounded hearts. Here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow, but love can remove. Hymn number 40. Wendy from South Carolina will read from the scriptures.
I will read from the Bible, Matthew. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. John. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 406. O love, our mother, ever near, to thee we turn from doubt and fear. In perfect peace our thoughts abide. Our hearts now in this truth confide. Man is the child of God. Hymn number 406. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is kind of an adult Sunday school. We discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the regular church phone number. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And for all of our meetings and services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have a mission to give Christian Science to as far and wide as possible around the world. We have 21 different websites in 21 different languages. And every one of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature. And everything that we offer on our websites is offered free of charge and with the love of our church. One of the things that I would like to point out is an article featured on our English language website. Article is entitled Love, written by Bicknell Young, and it is excellent. I recommend it highly. And we are going to have another Bible study this coming Saturday. This will be February 7, 10 a.m. East Coast time. The Bible study questions are now posted on our website. So take a look. And please join us Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You'll be very glad you did. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 676, A New Life Gained. Leaving home when a young man, I carried with me a protection against the temptation of a great city, a mother's prayers, and a small Bible. For a time I read the Bible and prayed, but without understanding. This did not suffice, and evil seemed to gain the victory. I soon omitted to read my Bible, forgot to go to God in prayer for guidance and help, and looked to the world for that which it never has and never can give, health, peace, and joy. Thus, years later, when Christian Science came into my home, it found me prayerless, churchless, godless, a home discordant, and with no thought or knowledge of spiritual things. Up to this time, my wife had for years been seeking health through the physicians, but without success, and as a last resort had been sent to Christian Science. The help received was so wonderful that I commenced the study of science and health. The first effect which I realized from the reading of our textbook was a great love for the Bible and a desire to read it, something which I had not done for years. I went in silent prayer to God that I might see the light and truth which would enable me to become a better man. He must be born again. Thus again, and as a child, was I taught to pray the effectual, fervent prayer which availeth much. In a few weeks' study of science and health, together with the Bible and without other help, I was healed of a desire for liquor of years standing and of the use of tobacco. 10 years have passed, and these appetites have never returned. I have never used either liquor or tobacco in any form from that time to the present. Surely this scripture is fulfilled in our home. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How can we estimate the value of a book, the study of which brings such transformation and regeneration, only as we endeavor to live and strive to practice what it teaches, can we begin to pay our debt to God and to her whom he has sent to make plain to human understanding the life and teaching of Christ Jesus. WHP, Boston, Massachusetts.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 10 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: love. The golden text is from 1 John. This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. The responsive reading is from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Genesis. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thine fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob went on his way. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they wept. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Luke. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Matthew. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. 1 John. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Bruce will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. To all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us, like tired children, to the arms of divine love. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian Science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian Science the facts of being without striving for them. Jacob was alone, wrestling with error, struggling with a mortal sense of life, substance, and intelligence as existent in matter, with its false pleasures and pains. When an angel, a message from truth and love, appeared to him and smote the sinew or strength of his error, till he saw its unreality. And truth, being thereby understood, gave him spiritual strength in this peniel of divine science. Then said the spiritual evangel, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." That is, the light of truth and love dawns upon thee. But the patriarch, perceiving his error and his need of help, did not loosen his hold upon this glorious light until his nature was transformed. When Jacob was asked, "What is thy name?" he answered straightway. And then his name was changed to Israel, for as a prince had he prevailed and had power with God and with men. Then Jacob questioned his deliverer, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." But this appellation was withheld, for the messenger was not a corporeal being, but a nameless, incorporeal impartation of divine love to man, which, to use the word of the psalmist, restored his soul, gave him the spiritual sense of being, and rebuked his material sense. The result of Jacob's struggle thus appeared. He had conquered material error with the understanding of spirit and of spiritual power. This changed the man. He was no longer called Jacob, but Israel, a prince of God or a soldier of God who had fought a good fight. Every trial of our faith in God makes us stronger. The more difficult seems the material condition to be overcome by spirit, the stronger should be our faith and the purer our love. The Apostle John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." At all times and under all circumstances, overcome evil with good. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. Clad in the panoply of love, human hatred cannot reach you. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. To keep the commandments of our Master and follow His example is our proper debt to Him and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that He has done. Outward worship is not, of itself, sufficient to express loyal and heartfelt gratitude, since He has said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." The habitual struggle to be always good is unceasing prayer. Its motives are made manifest in the blessings they bring, blessings which, even if not acknowledged in audible words, attest our worthiness to be partakers of love. Simply asking that we may love God will never make us love Him. But the longing to be better and holier, expressed in daily watchfulness and in striving to assimilate more of the divine character, will mold and fashion us anew until we awake in His likeness. Self-love is more opaque than a solid body. In patient obedience to a patient God, let us labor to dissolve with the universal solvent of love the adamant of error, self-will, self-justification, and self-love, which wars against spirituality and is the law of sin and death. If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. The great miracle to human sense is divine love. And the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. This goal is never reached while we hate our neighbor or entertain a false estimate of anyone whom God has appointed to voice His word. Christian Science commands man to master the propensities, to hold hatred in abeyance with kindness, to conquer lust with chastity, revenge with charity, and to overcome deceit with honesty. Choke these errors in their early stages, if you would not cherish an army of conspirators against health, happiness, and success. If we have triumphed sufficiently over the errors of material sense to allow soul to hold the control, we shall loathe sin and rebuke it under every mask. Only in this way can we bless our enemies, though they may not so construe our words. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought, and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you. you see. People here to worship the Lord, just like you and me. Some are healed of sickness, some are healed of fear, but all have come because they know that love grows here. Yes, love grows here, and all of us can share the wonder and joy that it can bring. For God is near, teaching us to care and show.
Let's now sing hymn number 139. I walk with love along the way, and oh, it is a holy day. No more I suffer cruel fear. I feel God's presence with me here. The joy that none can take away is mine. I walk with love today. Hymn number 139.
Thank you. Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal air. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Corinthians. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.